Are you a renter in Vancouver wondering how you'll be able to pay rent during the pandemic? Are you worried about rent debt or the possibility you might be evicted from your home? The Vancouver Tenants Union has your back. They have been very busy during the COVID-19 crisis, trying to effect legislative change that protects renters all over the city from rent debt, rent increases, and eviction. Find out how you can be involved by visiting their website at vancouvertenantsunion.ca or send them an email at tenantsunion.yvr@gmail.com.
¿Sabías que Latincouver, en colaboración con la Agencia de Salud Pública de Canadá, produce contenidos y eventos relacionados con salud y vacunación? En nuestras plataformas digitales encontrarás artículos, videos, podcasts con información actualizada sobre el tema. Accede al sitio latincouver.ca y busca la sección de Health Updates. Thank you.
Good evening. You are now listening to Soundscape on Vancouver's Co-op Radio, 100.5 FM CFRO. My name is Ben Wiley, your host for this program. And tonight I have put together a selection of experimental music by Latin composers. So what I mean by that is any composer who could qualify for tonight's show was born or living in and working in a Latin country as defined by any country that speaks Spanish or Portuguese or any country basically to the south of the U.S. So a pretty wide range of people there and a fairly unfortunately neglected region for experimental music. It is extremely rich in its history and in its current form, so I thought it would be nice to give you a little overview of some of that. So we're going to start off with some more historic tracks, and then as we move forward, we'll hear kind of what's happening right now around Latin America. So we got started off tonight with a piece from the group Atrás del Cosmos. That is a group which has been considered the first free jazz ensemble in Mexico. It was founded by Ana Ruiz on piano, Henry West on saxophone, and Every Man on percussion. We just heard a little percussion track there. It was just Every Man there, and that was called Clapping Hand Number 2. So this album was actually just released this year, and it was the first time that these recordings were made available. So really important music in the history of Mexican experimental music. So go check out Atrás del Cosmos. That was released by Blank Form Editions, and the name of the album is Cold Drinks, Hot Dreams. So next up, we are going to hear a piece by Antonio Rusek. So Antonio Rusek is a really important composer, again, in the history of Mexico. He was one of the first really important acousmatic composers, so working with computer music as well as manipulating recorded sound as well. He was born in the 50s, and he's been working in Mexico the entire time, so he's been kind of a central figure for electronic and music in Mexico. And this is going to be a selection from a recently released compilation from the group Otono, who is a record label and also a group, and a bunch of really interesting people who are doing interesting things in Mexico City. So if you're interested in keeping up with interesting experimental happenings in and around Mexico City, do check out Otono. You can find them on Bandcamp, on Instagram, on Facebook, anywhere you would like to find them. All right, so with enough of that, let's get into Antonio Rusek and his piece Cinco Piezas Breves, or Five Short Pieces. Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome back. You're listening to Soundscape on Vancouver's Co-op Radio 100.5 FM CFRO. Tonight we're listening to experimental music by composers from all over Latin America. We just heard the piece Cinco Piezas Breves by Antonio Rusek, a Mexican composer who was a central figure in the development of experimental electronic music in Mexico. He's lived and worked his entire life in Mexico City, and it's a long one. He's been around for a little while, and he's been making music for a long time. So next up, we're going to check out another important Mexican figure in experimental music. This is going to be Ariel Guzik. This is a super interesting artist whose work goes beyond just the recorded realm. He's also a sculptor, a builder of instruments, and all sorts of interesting things. And this is going to be from an album called Campo Blanco, or White Field. And this is a track called Ventanas Armónicas de Cuarzo, or Harmonic Windows of Quartz, or Harmonic Quartz Windows, however you want to define it or translate it. In any case, it is an instrument that he built, a little bit hard to understand from the liner notes, but basically it's a string instrument with quartz bridges, and then that is electronically modified to produce what you're about to hear. So please enjoy Ventanas Armónicas de Cuarzo by Ariel Guzik.
Thank you.
Welcome back. You're listening to Soundscape on Vancouver's Co-op Radio 100.5 FM CFRO. It is Latin night here at Soundscape. We are listening to experimental music from composers from all over Latin America. We just heard Ventanas Armónicas de Cuarzo by Ariel Gusek. That is a recording of an instrument that he built. Super interesting artist. You should definitely check him out if you liked what you heard and see some of the sculptures that he's built and some of the instruments as well. Really interesting stuff that he's doing over there. So next up, we're going to hear a composer who's a little bit younger and from a different place. So far we've heard all Mexican composers, but now we're going to head over to Brazil and hear something from Sao Paulo. So this is going to be Alex Buck. He is a performer, composer, experimental musician, acousmatic composer, and we are going to hear his piece A Revolta dos Chapiri. This is a 10-minute long piece, totally acousmatic. Definitely encourage you to turn it up and get some stereo separation if you can. So please enjoy A Revolta dos Chapiri by Alex Buck.
Thank you.
Welcome back. You're listening to Soundscape on Vancouver's Co-op Radio, 100.5 FM CFRO. We just heard A Revolta dos Chapiri by Alex Buck. He is a Brazilian composer who does a lot of different stuff. We heard a sampling of his acousmatic work there, which is really super interesting and well indebted to the more well-known acousmatic music that we might have heard from French composers that you might be familiar with. So next up, we're going to bring it a little bit closer to home. Again, we are listening to music by Latin composers tonight, but this is going to be a Latin composer who lives right here in Vancouver. His name's Alexandre Klinke, and he goes under the name Playback Head for the project that we're about to hear. He's kind of a very diverse musician. He does a lot of different things, but he has an ambient project that I've really, really fallen in love with, and that's the Playback Head name. And so we're going to hear just two tracks, get a little sampling of what he gets into under the name Playback Head. This is going to be from the album First Sounds, which is the first Playback Head record, which came out in 2021. Please enjoy Stroller and Birthday Beach.
Thank you.
Welcome back. You're listening to Soundscape on Vancouver's Co-op Radio, 100.5 FM CFRO. I hope you've enjoyed the selection of music from Latin American composers tonight. We just heard a piece, well, two pieces actually, from local composer who is also Brazilian. His name's Alexandre Klinke, or he goes under the name Playback Head for the project that we just heard. Super interesting composer. Really enjoy what he's putting out, so go check him out. Playback Head, again, is the name. Just got one more selection for you tonight. This is kind of an interesting one, a little bit different from the more curated recordings we've heard so far. This is going to be from a group out of Chile, a trio made out of Alejandra Canelas, Lucia Herbas Cordero, Tika Michel, and Ariel Flores. My bad, it's actually a quartet. And they are performing on all sorts of strange things, all sorts of strange objects, those things that you spin around, bullhorns, tapes, noise, pieces of automobiles, all sorts of funny stuff. And it's from a live recording, so the recording quality is not that good, but it actually kind of adds to it, I think, gives it some extra energy. So the name of this group is Penultimo Balenario, and the album is Concierto para las Máquinas del Futuro. So, Concert for the Machines of the Future. And so, it's a very futuristic kind of post-apocalyptic kind of sound. It's released in January of this year, and we're going to hear just the opening two tracks, or about as much as we can get in before we got to say goodnight. All right, thanks again for tuning in tonight for Soundscape. Stay tuned for Accordion Noir at 10 p.m. And until next time, keep your ears open.